nothing new. It's something that's been on this reality since the beginning of time. And it's called truth. And truth is a spiritual intelligence before the formation of this reality we know. And how do you get to this truth? How does it become alive? And it's really very simple. There's three principles that bring everything into creation, and that is divine mind, divine consciousness, and divine thought. These three principles that create the reality we live in. And we'll talk about that this morning. We'll talk about what is life. Life as we know it is a divine dream suspended within the boundaries of time, space, and matter. You know when Einstein said that all energy creates matter? I'm talking about the same thing. I remember when Dr. D'Alessandri first came, started to speak, he said he walked in here and he felt the energy. And that's what life is. It truly is. It's a ball of energy that has taken form. You, your physical being, is energy that has turned into a form. All life is energy turned into a form. All life is energy. There is nothing in this world that isn't created from the same energy. All life is created from a formless energy. It turns into form. It turns into matter. And here we have the physical reality. You really don't have to know anything else. And anything else that you try and figure out from these three principles is really just a waste of time. But we don't know that. So we try and we expand it more. Or like somebody said to me once, said, I'm going to write a book on thought. Now, he's going to write a whole book on thought. And I'll tell you right now, the more you simplify it, the easier it becomes. And all you have to know is thought. That everything is created via thought. You don't have to know anything else. And if you realize that all your so-called problems are created from thought, they vanish. Like the other night, we had a fire alarm here. We thought there was a fire. So we go outside, and it's a false alarm. People came back, and I had a lot of people in the hallway the next morning saying, you know, after that, my heart was palpitating. I went back to the room. I couldn't sleep. Because I was thinking about the fire. I was thinking about the experience we went through and I couldn't sleep. And all it was thought. When you realize all it is thought, you're back to sanity. You're back to the now. It's like a lot of people get mentally sick from experiences from the past. It's all thought. Forget history. Because there's only one time, and that's the present. And that's why some of the great mystics of the world and Eastern philosophies, they talk about the now being the most important thing in the world. You know why? Because the now is really all that exists. Tomorrow doesn't exist. Yesterday doesn't exist. All that exists is now. Only in our heads does tomorrow and yesterday exist. And again, if you can find the secret of the now, you live in harmony with what's ever happening now. Because now is the most important thing in the world. And that's been the pleasure I've had of helping to guide people back to the now. Can you imagine having to guide people back to the now? It doesn't make sense. But it really does in this reality we know. Because we live in a world of illusion. That's what the world is. It's a divine illusion. This is why, again, I'm going to go back to some of the Eastern philosophies, where they talk about the divine illusion, the divine awakening. Yeah, I'm sure many of you have read books where people are talking about the divine awakening. You awaken from the dream to realize you're the dreamer. You go back to sleep and dream your dream. I remember the first time, after I had my experience, I used to have a lot of nightmares, if you want to call it, and to be hanging onto a cliff or going over the edges of a cliff. And it was scary, really scary. And all of a sudden, I realized I was dreaming. And as soon as I realized I was dreaming, I was sitting on a beach in Hawaii. Change the dream. And if you can learn to change your dream, you can learn to change your life. And this is a beautiful thing to know, that you have the power to create happiness or unhappiness within yourself. You know how I say the secret lies in mind, consciousness, and thought? Well, consciousness gives us the ability to realize the existence of life. And consciousness has infinite amount of levels. You will never come to the end of consciousness. Never. It is literally impossible. Because consciousness is infinite. There is no end. And that's a beautiful thing to know. Because it means to say, there is no end of you finding beauty, love, and understanding in this world. You're not going to stagnate. You're going to keep growing. And the secret to growing is not to try. The secret to happiness is not to go out there and try and find it. Because happiness is not out there. Happiness lies within the consciousness of every human being. If you can take your mind, clear it, become healthy, and see what you've got. Because you all have within you a divine secret that all the wise from the beginning of time have been trying to tell the world. You have it. That's why the great mystics of the world tell you to look within. Because what you seek is inside. And this is why you should never become a follower. If you become a follower, you lose your own power. Because you're saying, somebody knows more than you. And believe me, nobody knows any more than you. You only think you do. There again, we're back to thought. And with mind, consciousness, and thought to guide you through life, you learn to use them properly. Now, you don't really have to think about mind, because mind is the intelligence of all things. You've already got it. Consciousness makes you aware. You're already aware. So what's left is thought. And thought is like the rudder of a ship. It guides you through life. And if you can learn to use that rudder properly, you can guide your way through life way, way better than you ever imagined. You can go from one reality to another. You can find your happiness. And when illusionary sadness comes from memories, you don't try and figure them out. Please don't try and do that. You'll get yourself in trouble. All you have to do is simplicity again, is realize that it's thought. The second you realize it's thought, it's gone. You're back to the now. You're back to happiness. So don't get caught up in a lot of details. In this world, the smaller it is, the more powerful it is. And here we have mind, consciousness, and thought. That's very simple. That's the answer. You could take mind, consciousness, and thought. You could try and digest it one little more step by saying, what is mind, consciousness, and thought? Mind is God. What is consciousness? What is divine consciousness? It's God. What is divine thought? It's God. There you have the Trinity. They all three are one. Take the three, close them, you got one thing, and it's called God, or the universal energy of all things. Now, I'm not talking religion. I'm talking before the formation of form. Make everything as simple as possible. I was talking to a doctor not too long ago, and he figures there's 8 components to thought. There's good thoughts, bad thoughts, insecure thoughts, evil thoughts, there was this thought, that thought. And I said, wait a minute. There is only one thought. He says, yeah, but we've got to break it up. I say, why? He says, I don't know. Keep it simple. The simpler it is, the better. The smaller it is, the better. The smaller it is, the more power it has. The simpler you can think, the more power you will have within yourself. That's the secret to life. So if you ever walk into somewhere and they're trying to make it complicated, just walk. If somebody tells you you can take thought and you can cut it up into 100 parts, 99 parts are a waste of time. It's to say the same with consciousness. It's the same with mind. You know, the Eastern philosophies say, big mind, little mind. The little mind is the ego mind, which is, here's a paradox. The little mind is the ego mind. That's the self-centered me, the big shot. The only thing in the world worth looking at in the mirror is me. The big mind is the divine mind. Is a universal mind, which is the intelligence of literally all things in this world or any other world. That's the mind you should be looking for. That's the mind that has the power to guide you through life. And if you can see that, once again, life becomes simple. and you'll find your happiness. Because happiness is inside. It is, honestly, it's inside. Nobody, literally nobody in this world, from the beginning of time till now, is any greater than you, is any more holy than you, is any more spiritual than you. We're all the same in a different disguise. But we take those three principles and we add it to your free will, so we see separate realities. This is very natural. There's nobody in this hall sees the same reality. We all see life different because we have the gift of free will. And that's one of the most greatest gifts in the world, is the gift of free will. It allows us to think as free thinkers. And keep it simple. Very simple. Now, the wise have always said that truth is a secret you can never give away. And that's true. You can never tell it verbally. You can just throw it out. And they'll hear the words. They hear the echo of truth. That's what the word is. Word is the echo of truth. And you have to find out, where did that echo come from? And when you find out where the echo comes from, you find truth. You know, if you're standing in a canyon and you go, yoo-hoo, it goes a mile away and you hear, yoo-hoo, and you listen to the echo and you say, oh, that sound came from there, but it didn't, it came from over here. And you have to look the opposite way. We, as human beings, which is the most natural thing in the world, we look for truth in this physical reality. And I can assure you, you can look till hell freezes over, you will never find it, because the truth is not here. The truth is before time, space, and matter. It comes from a formless place. And that formless place lies within you. Now, when I say lies within you, I don't mean inside your body. I'm talking in a metaphor. It's not in here. It just is. And when you realize where that just is, where this echo comes from, where this truth comes from, then it will set you free from the physical reality. And you see it's a spiritual reality. It's an illusion through time. Then you're free and you walk through this world as a free man, a free woman, a free individual.